It's the day after the Fed meeting. We got to talk about it on Today in Mortgages. Hey, what's up, Dreammakers? Welcome back to the show. We're talking about what's real, what's hype, and what you should actually be paying attention to out there in the world of mortgage and real estate news. It's Today in Mortgage. And as I mentioned, Jerome Powell at the Fed came out, did his spiel yesterday, and the market reacted as it always does. But Rich, I kind of wanted to come at it a different direction today, but before we get started, what were your initial reactions to what the Fed came out with yesterday?
Initial? I was happy just because there were no outrageous words used. Yeah. You know, analysts parse every word he says. I felt like, while I was going, I felt like, okay, I think things may hold, you know, because we opened up better before he started speaking. And, we've seen that now 50 times. It opens up better, and then he has a press conference and says one or two words that analysts don't like, and then all of a sudden everything unwinds. And yesterday was a little bit different. It was kind of the opposite.
Right. And that's kind of what I want to talk about today is that, you know, this is getting so much attention now more than ever because obviously rates are crazy, inflation is crazy, yeah. Everyone's anticipating and hoping that at some point that'll all turn around. So like you said, everyone's analyzing every single word that comes out of his mouth and even out of the other Fed officials' mouths. And so the article I pulled today, not so much for the content, but just for the title, was from Mortgage News Daily. It says, mortgage rates move lower after Fed announcement. So obviously the rates came down a little bit yesterday. We're seeing a little bit of a bump today. But Rich, the question I have for you, for us that just need to be informed on this, is how can the Fed do nothing and affect rates so much in these meetings like this?
Well, it's when you've got an open market like we have, there's people that kind of set the pace where rates should be and this, that, and those people are buyers. You know, they're buying treasuries, they're buying bonds, they're buying mortgage-backed securities, and, you know, it's all risk-based, right? Higher the risk, the more the payout, or the bigger the investment, or bigger than the payback. What he said yesterday, because many economists, Michael, are still saying that their rate is too low, that it needs to be higher in order for us to bring inflation down to where they need to be quick enough, and to still maintain GDP. Because remember, there was talk about stagflation. That's when you got GDP going the wrong direction and inflation going this way. GDP going down, inflation going up, that's stagflation. And yesterday, what really moved the market was that Chairman Powell said, I don't see the stag and I don't see the inflation. So he's not seeing it. And he also mentioned that rate increases are off the board. He didn't say off the board. He said it's not something we're considering. It's unlikely. So that is what really kind of loosened up the market, and rates got pricing got a little bit better in mortgage-backed securities. So that was the main thing, and it was odd. But the fact that he said a rate increase is basically off the board, it eliminated all the economists saying they need to be higher, because that's always something people are hedging against. Are we going to go higher with the Fed fund rate, or are we going to come down at some point? And basically coming down, he already said, we're just not there. And now many analysts and economists are saying we'd be lucky to see one decrease this year. And that would just be a gift to kind of go away. Stop bothering me. Here's 25 basis points off. So that's why the rate got better. Rates pricing got better yesterday.
Yeah, Rich, I've learned so much about this and the rates and what affects them since we started doing this show. And the word you said there, that hedge word, is what it really boils down to me, is that there's so many people hedging or betting or deciding, oh, we're going to invest in these things. And that is what's affecting that rate day to day, based on, you know, what returns, like you mentioned, those investors think they can get based on where the rates will be in the future. And so they're all anticipating what's going to happen, what the Fed's going to say. And so when Jerome Powell comes out and actually says the things, that's when, you know, we can see those big moves in single day. So that's been super interesting for me to learn. And it's kind of interesting for us to talk about here so that other people can learn about it and really understand what that looks like. The big thing though, Rich, sometimes we just don't know. And so predicting and going out there and communicating to borrowers that they should be, you know, waiting or floating or whatever they're going to do, it's risky business, right?
It is. But I'm not a fan of a float. Mm-hmm. I never have been in my career. I advise, I let people know, here's the rate. You know, normally we don't have days where the pricing swings 50, 100 basis points. We just, those are rare. And yeah. So when I'm consulting with one of my clients, I'm like, listen, they could easily move 100 basis points in the wrong way. They're not likely to move 100 basis points our way. In other words, better pricing. They sure. usually go big ones for the worse. So you qualify at this interest rate. It's likely temporary for the next 18 or 24 months. You qualify. Let's lock. Let's take the worst case off the table and stop thinking about it. Don't look at the news because it's hard. Every day is so volatile, up and down. You have to catch it at the right time if you're going to float. And listen, floating is dangerous. It's more likely going to cost you money floating than it's going to save you money. So if you're comfortable with the payment, you're comfortable with the interest rate, lock it, forget it. Don't get greedy right now trying to get a better price by 25 basis points. You know, it doesn't mean much. So it's not like rates are moving in quarters and halves percentages. They're moving in price, which is a percentage of a percent. So just lock and move forward. Forget about it. You're going to refinance anyway in 18, 24 months.
Yeah, don't get greedy. I love that, Rich. I think there's so many buyers out there who are just so shell-shocked by the rate that they're getting quoted. They're like, any like decrease that I can get is worth the wait, and I'm going to wait, and I'm going to figure it out. But it's just like investing and timing the market. Like most of the time, it's not going to work out. It's so hard to time the market in the stock market, and it's almost even harder to time the market in rate updates because it's happening multiple times a day. And especially right now, it's so volatile that like you said, lock it in when you're ready, lock it in. And so that's the kind of pro advice that we love hearing from you, Rich, inside the network. And if you guys out there are interested in knowing more about being part of the best network in mortgages, click the grow link below and we'll get you connected with all the resources that you need to know about how to be a part of network funding and get pro advice like this and much more inside the network every day. So Rich, thanks for joining us today and making me smart on what the Fed's doing and how that affects rates, even when they do nothing. You have anything else to say on this?
That's it, man. We got through another Fed day. There's going to be reactions over the next couple of days, but I think overall it went really well and we came in on the good side. So we in the mortgage business and the housing business. So good news.
All right. Well, Rich, thanks so much for joining us today. Thank you, everyone out there, for watching and listening wherever you are. We appreciate you, and we will see you next time on Day in Mortgages. Day in Mortgages is produced by Network Funding LP, which is an equal housing lender, NMLS 2297. The content of this program is meant to be a commentary on mortgage and real estate news, and any discussion of rates and or products should not be taken as an individual mortgage or home buying advice or pricing estimates. And any commentary on this show should not be considered a promise to make a loan. All applicants for a loan must qualify, and you should consult a professional regarding your individual loan scenarios for your financial situation. Visit our website at nflp.com/licenses for all state licensing and other legal information.